essential need of all life is water, and this must have been the first consideration by those who settled in the place we know as Eastbourne, but originally called Bourne. This name derives from the word burn, meaning a chalk spring. Whilst many of the chalk springs that rose at the foot of the downs have failed, our bright little spring continues to send her supply into the open at Mockham Gardens in Old Town. Though many wells were sunk, the main source of water in our locality was the spring and pond at Mockham, with a stream that overflowed from the pond and through the valley down to the sea. As the Bourne stream left Mockham, it ran across the bottom of Ocklinge Road in the open. Horses and carts splashed through, and pedestrians would have crossed the water by a Clapper footbridge. The spring must have flowed stronger in the past than it does today, probably because the downs are now heavily pumped and the water table lower. The area we know as Crown Street was once called Puddle Dock, and when the water reached as far down as the back of the old drill hall in the Goss, it had sufficient flow to drive a watermill. Continuing on its way to the sea, the stream ran along Southfields Road, so named from early this century, but known before as Watery Lane, at the end of which it ran into a pond where the central library buildings now stand. Having by that time reached what today is the centre of Eastbourne, our little river made its way behind Terminus Road and Langley Road to eventually pass in front of where the Salvation Army Citadel now stands, to a big pond called Broadbourne in the vicinity of the Leaf Hall, before running out to the sea through the shingle under the original fishing station. But let us go back to the beginning again and think about the drinking water. The pond at Mockham, which at one time covered most of the present-day gardens, was tidied up in 1857 and formed into a small reservoir in the square shape we know it today. And this was for the purpose of a controlled water supply. The new arrangement was managed by a small water company who piped the water down to the new and growing part of the town, storing and distributing the supply at a reservoir on the southern end of Susan's Road. The present Eastbourne Waterworks Company, formed by the Duke of Devonshire in 1859, took over the small water enterprise, the Mockham and Susan's Road works having by that time become inadequate for the increasing population. New wells and headings were constructed at Bedford Well and Waterworks Road, and were extended at various dates, but the expansion in demand led to their being overpumped, resulting in a penetration of saline in 1895. The Waterworks Company was not very ready to act on this state of affairs, protesting that the water was organically pure. There followed an awful confrontation between the Eastbourne Corporation as the sanitary authority and the Waterworks Company. The company did construct a pump at Holywell and sought powers to obtain water from Wanwick, but this was insufficient for all purposes. So for a while, the Holywell supply was distributed throughout the town by temporarily laid pipes with standpipes in the street for drinking water. After much pressure by the council, who threatened to promote a bill in Parliament to provide a water supply and to obtain powers to purchase the existing water undertaking, the company did take up the suggestion and proceeded with works to bring a new and adequate supply from Priston. This new source of water was formally turned on by the Duke of Devonshire on the 6th of August, 1897. After all this fuss, the Duke was presented with a congratulatory address by the Council at a luncheon held at the Queen's Hotel, when His Grace was asked to accept the office of Mayor of the Borough. This he agreed to do, and was elected on the 9th of November, 1897. The supply from Friston proved more than sufficient for Eastbourne's need for many years, and of excellent quality. In the meantime, the little stream continued to flow, and still does, though no longer providing any domestic need. It spends much of its flow in pipes, and instead of running out by the Leith Hall, it is carried away to the marshes, to return across Lower Seaside at the Tollgate Bridge into Princess Park Lake. So happily, the source of the town's first water supply is now first seen in pretty ornamental gardens at Mockham, and finishes in a public park fashioned out of a ballast waste in the early half of this century.